Coming this summer, Bob Vila returns to PBS with an all-new This Old Wall. The entire southern border in only 13 weeks. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
This is America Weekend with Ed Kalecki and Karen DeFalco.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Karen DeFalco will be by soon. Our guest this hour is longtime Washington journalist and White House correspondent April Ryan. April has written a fascinating new book on the subject of race, but not in the way it's normally discussed in this country. She's brought it down to a very human level, how mothers teach their children about race. It is a collection of stories from a wide variety of people, President Obama, Hillary Clinton, Harry Belafonte. It takes a look at race in a different way, and it's a very interesting conversation coming up with April Ryan. Then another trip into Kara's Cucina. Yes, it's the wintertime. It's cold out there. Do you know that there are foods that you should be eating specifically this time of year? Yes, and Kara will have all of them for us. Then, each state's most popular Google searches. My goodness, what do you hear what some folks in some parts of this country spend their time Googling? It will make you scratch your head and ask why. We start things off this week with the wall is coming. That's right. President Trump has said we are getting a wall. It will be the entire southern border, and it will block off Mexico, or so he says. He said $20 billion. Mitch McConnell came out then later in the week. He had it down to, I think, $15 billion. Still in all, it's going to be a very expensive wall. It brings a lot of issues, a lot of questions, and how many answers does it really bring? I think we can all admit illegal immigration is a major problem. You cannot simply have no respect for a border and have thousands of people pour in and expect to participate in the system. It throws everything out of kilter. All right. Now, what about back in the day when immigration meant Ellis Island, those boats that came in, you were processed, those long lines, and then you were allowed into the country. You eventually became a citizen, you were an American, and you lived your American dream. That's not happening right now. You cannot deport 13 million people either. You cannot break up families. That's not going to happen. So how do you solve the problem? Can you solve the problem at this point? If you construct a wall across the entire southern border, how tall must this wall be to be effective? Is it going to be 8 feet? Is it going to be 20 feet? Will it be electrified? And what's to stop someone from tunneling underneath said wall? Take a look every once in a while in the news, and they will show you down near the border these catacombs that have been dug under the ground. They look almost like the New York City subway system without the trains, where people are simply just going under the border and popping up somewhere in California or in Texas or wherever. Is that going to happen here? And if you have an 11-foot wall and no one looking at the 11-foot wall, what's to stop somebody to go to their local Mexican Home Depot and buy a ladder and come on over and simply scale the Trumpian wall? How can you ensure that it will be 100% effective? It will not. What happens when you get to the end of the wall? Do you simply wade out into the water there between Mexico and Texas and kind of just take a quick little swim in the Gulf around the wall and pop up in southern Texas? I don't know. And how do you decorate the wall? Let's be serious, all right? And what will the wall look like? You know those highway walls they're building now? I guess they're for soundproofing. I'd rather live by a highway and see the cars. They just have this big wall now that exists in the back of many yards across the country, and all of a sudden you feel as if you're living in a cell block. But will this thing really be effective? What if they start running out of money? What happens then? Do we end up using some snow fence and some chicken wire here and there? I don't know. Can you wall away this problem? And what happens 4 years from now, or 8 years from now, when there's a new president from the other party? Will that president simply take out his or her executive pen and call for the wall to be demolished, where pieces of it will sit at the museum next to the Berlin Wall? Interesting questions to ponder. Stay with us. April Ryan is next. This is America Weekend. And I'm Ed Kalecki.
America Weekend.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What's more addictive than cigarettes, alcohol, and coffee? Technology.
A recent survey shows only 3% of people on vacation didn't check their email. Stuart Hughes, writing for the BBC, talks about his digital detox. It wasn't by choice. On vacation, deep in the woods in Canada, he found himself unable to get internet service.
3 long days later, he made a startling discovery. He says, as the virtual world receded, the real world in front of me came into sharper focus.
He created timeless memories. He lived moments personally and privately. Now he plans to make this an annual event.
Could you use a digital detox? It may help you reach big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Think Green.
Harrison with you.
A surprising cash cow now lies in a surgical procedure some doctors are employing to treat hyperactivity in children. There's been some evidence that hyperactivity could be caused by a lack of sleep from apnea or a sleep disorder. So doctors are pushing tonsillectomies, or the removal of a child's tonsils, as treatment for attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD. They say boys with ADHD snore more than other children, and that the tired body may overcompensate by becoming hyperactive. Some 50% of tonsillectomies are done because enlarged tonsils interfere with a child's breathing. But in these scenarios, what's left out is that sleep apnea or other disorders are often caused by obesity. And throat surgery for profit over dealing with a child's diet may not be in the best interest of any child. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.